In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Glory be to Jesus Christ. In this morning's Gospel, we see two people turning to our Lord Jesus Christ for help. One, Jairus, a leader of the local synagogue, comes openly and publicly to ask help for his dying daughter. The other, a woman in the crowd, silently, anonymously, reaching out to touch the hem of the Lord's robe. Both in great need, even desperate. Both coming like beggars before the Lord. Jairus fell down at Jesus' feet and besought him that he would come into his house to help his daughter, begging on his knees. The woman reaching out in desperation for her own life as her only last hope for healing, begging without words, but with an outstretched arm. The lesson today, brothers and sisters, is we are all, each of us, beggars before the Lord. Beggars. Each of us is in profound need. Each of us is lacking. Each of us has needs that only the Lord can fill. If we think otherwise, we are not thinking. Or pride has blocked our ability to reason and to see. The church in its prayer demonstrates for us who we are and how we are to approach God and what we are to say. It is said that the cornerstone and distinct feature of Orthodox worship is the litany. The litany, the various petitions responded to with Lord have mercy. And whether it's Christmas morning or Pascha night, the liturgy begins with the Great Litany. The Great Litany. In peace let us pray to the Lord for the peace from above and for the salvation of our souls, for the peace of the whole world, for the welfare of the holy churches of God, and for the union of all, and so forth. Brothers and sisters, the Great Litany is the church's general prayer for the world. It's priestly prayer and intercession for this city and for every city and country, as we hear. The church and each of us participating is making a priestly stand before God on behalf of everyone, both near and far. A supplication. To supplicate, according to the dictionary, is to pray humbly, to make humble and earnest entreaty or petition, to seek and to ask by humble prayer. Beside the Great Litany, there's the Litany of Supplication and even the Litany of Fervent Supplication. The Litany of Fervent Supplication is for the specific needs of the local community where we pray by name for the living and the departed. And the church constantly adds in the little litanies, where we say repeatedly, help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace. Certainly we are beggars. We come before God as supplicants, as beggars, petitioners, both on our own behalf, but joining our prayer to the church's prayer for everything and everyone, both as priests and as penitents, in our churchly prayer and our personal prayer. If we are not sure how to pray, let us listen more closely as to how the church prays. The church's worship, its liturgical life, is a school of prayer. A school of prayer. St. Anatoly of Optina, one of the great elders of Optina, said, the Lord hears the prayers of everyone. Only those of the proud does he not accept. The Lord hears the prayers of everyone, but only those of the proud. The prayers of the proud he does not accept. But he always accepts the prayers of the humble and those who reproach themselves, who blame themselves. He said, the Lord helps us. He cannot abandon us, for he loves us. Though the beggarly prayer is always humble, it's always coming as needy rather than full. There's also a church prayer in which the priest prays that you, the faithful, would have your prayers answered. Specifically, all those petitions which are unto salvation and life everlasting. That when you pray your good prayers, your right-minded prayers, your right-oriented prayers, prayers that are unto your salvation and life everlasting, that the Lord would receive those, especially. Sometimes we all pray for unimportant things, for inconsequential things, but some of those even can be for our salvation as well. But there are times of an essential turning to God, and we have to get it right. That you would pray rightly and for the right things, the things ultimately leading to your salvation. In the church, we petition and we also praise. We sing Alleluia. Jairus, no doubt, praised and thanked the Lord and thanked the Lord when his daughter was raised from the dead. No doubt he was full of Alleluia. No doubt the woman who was healed did likewise. And it's interesting. The daughter was 12 years old. The woman hemorrhaging suffered that herself for 12 years. So there's not sure what that means exactly, but it's 12 and 12. 12, of course, is an important biblical number. Praise and thanksgiving compose our prayer and worship as well. So it's not always just asking. We come here for doxology, to give glory to God, to sing praise to God, to sing Alleluia. We are thankful beggars. We are thankful beggars because we have not been sent away hungry, but have been clothed and fed and nourished and cared for. Finally, brothers and sisters, we pray, have mercy on us, O Lord, have mercy on us, for laying aside all excuse we sinners offer to thee, as to our master, this supplication, have mercy on us. O Lord, have mercy on us, for thee we are put our trust. Do not be angry with us, nor remember our iniquities, but look down on us even now, since thou art compassionate, deliver us from our enemies, for thou art our God, and we are thy people, we are all the work of thy hands, and we call on thy name. For thou art our God, and we are thy people, we are all the work of thy hands, and we call on thy name. May we do so now and forever, and unto ages of ages. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ is in our midst. Amen.